Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session. This Andrew, you're right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I would say that because, you know, some of y'all, you tend to be part of the problem at times. But truly, I mean that sincerely. Truly be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. I want you in there. I want you fighting like the rest of us. You know, but I want you fighting like the rest of us. Which is the way it should be. And I do appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, making a difference. All right, let's get to it. A lot to do. You know, again, we had in California, I call it we're definitely a third world nation now. There's no way around it. Yeah, I call it Venezuela North. Because it doesn't, you know, you get these power outages, you get these, oh, I'm sorry, they're not power outages. Let me rephrase that, because I believe in accuracy, right? They're brownouts. Yeah, you heard me. Brownouts. And the brownouts basically mean that they can't provide enough power. Because you know what? Somebody probably plugged in. Somebody probably plugged in a car. Really. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. I found this interesting. The modern day... Now, this is what's really funny about this. Modern-day feminists are going out of their minds because there's a move afoot to go for women to be what they call trad wives. This is going on with millennials, you know, Gen Z women. And it's more of a traditional wife lifestyle, right? It gained popularity on social media, and now... You know, more young women are exploring alternative life. Now, look at, they're getting ripped apart on Twitter and other places. And my attitude is, you know what, don't let them get to you. Don't let them bother you. I'll tell you why. From a biblical standpoint, well, why is it that this generation, maybe even the generation before this one, some of you guys in the chat room can straighten me out on this if you want. Look, there's a lot of guys who couldn't do what a woman does during the day. Especially if you have kids. We talk like taking care of the house, making sure things are done properly, you know, taking care of the kids, doing the grocery shopping, making sure that everything, you know, that the lights can stay on, that the heat and the air conditioner stay. They think all this stuff is easy to do and demeaning. I know plenty of women to do that and more. and they run a business. When Tammy and I had a computer company, she took care of, you know, 80% of the stuff that went on at the house. I didn't know about it, didn't need to. From a biblical standpoint, right, they all think, they're subservient, they're worthless. No, no, no. If they would study the Bible, they'd find out the worth of a woman. What she's expected to do. And you wouldn't expect somebody, male, female, kid, elderly person, to do something if you didn't think they had the ability to do it, would you? Women are truly a gem. Very valuable. And you know how I mean that. There are so many things that my wife does that I'd be lost. I don't read detail like she does. So when it comes to the home insurance and the mortgage stuff and the notices that we get, she deals with all of that stuff. You know? I enjoy cooking. Does it mean I'm feminine? You know, I grew up in an Italian household. Men were always taught to cook. Well, it's kind of a selfish thing, too, because my grandmother always said, I would never meet anybody who could cook like her, so get in the kitchen here. Let me show you what to do. Which I always thought was funny. Okay. Later on in life, I found out that was true. My wife's a great cook. She's not Italian. But you see where I'm going. I mean, why would you make fun? If you're all about women, if you're all about what women want to do, give women a choice, allow them to decide what they're going to do with their own bodies, their own minds, their own life, then why would you call them names? Right? For wanting to be a housewife, if you would. Why would you do that? Now, some of you are going, yeah, you're only saying that because you're a man and you know, everything they do would be to benefit you. No, everything they would do would be to benefit us. We are a team. We're together. Everything I do benefits her. Everything she does benefits me, which in turn benefits us. Because unlike some of the today new age stuff or whatever you want to call it, we're not. We're individuals in one way, but in another way, we're not. We're one. We got married to be one. She doesn't give up her individuality. There's a lot of stuff that she likes doing I can't stand doing, and she does it. There's foods that she likes that I don't like, and she makes them. She enjoys them. Activities. I mean, we go through a whole list of things. We don't lose our individuality, but ultimately, it's for the good of us. Talk more about this. Yeah, you got me going now. We'll talk more about this the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Someone's in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All those conservative men in the chat room, they're so nasty, so mean. Talking about how women should be barefoot and pregnant. I'm only saying that, I'm just joking. Because I'm only saying that because, you know, that's what all the libs think. They think that we think that our women should be Stepford wives, you know, do exactly what I say when I say it. Yeah, you go ahead and tell Tammy how to do, when to do, and all that. You know, when you wake up, we can discuss it further. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I don't know how dull you people can be sometimes. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. So we'll talk about these more, where millennials and Gen Z women are finding interest in trad wife lifestyle. Now, why they have to play this game, I don't know. But trad is more a traditional lifestyle. Now, I already got one note from somebody saying that this is all a false nostalgia, that traditional wives, the way we see them, or the what we saw in the 60s and 70s, was a, ready for this one? A capitalist construct. Okay, comrade, got it. It was a capitalist construct by the major corporations to get women to buy into a certain way they should be doing things, what they should be buying, what they should be doing in the kitchen, and so forth and so on. No, actually, that's called advertising. It's not a construct, right? I mean, if you saw, if you would be honest with yourself instead of just like tearing apart women, let's go to the beginning. You know, how did you make toast? How do they have to make toast? You mean a toaster? Has it made life so much easier? And then what about cooking and baking and that kind of stuff? The advances that have been made in kitchen products, appliances, and what have you. You know who the dishwasher was? It was usually the wife or the kids. So can we not play this game? You know, I mean, the family was late. I know you hate this. The many on the left hate this. That the family has a purpose. Mom and dad at home have a purpose. If mom wants to get educated, go get a job, fine. If that's what the couple has agreed to, fine. If you want the husband to stay home and do the cooking and cleaning and take care of all the other stuff, and you guys agree to that because maybe she's got a better education or she can bring in more money, fine. It's not my headache. It's not my wife. It's not my house. But you guys on the left don't think that way. You want to force us. You want to tell us how we should live, what we should be doing, how we should be doing it. You don't have that right. Okay? And now on top of that, the loons on the left are attacking these women. Why? It's none of your business. Woman's body. She can decide to do what she wants with it. And how she wants, right? They can work how they want to work. They can vote how they want to vote. I can only think of a guy. Tim and I sit down when it comes to voting time. Right? We sit down and we discuss what we're voting for. If we're not exactly on the same page, why? And there's been times where she's not voted alongside me, if you would. I don't care. Right? There was a time where a woman couldn't divorce her husband. Right? Couldn't get a job outside the house without her husband's permission. Couldn't get a mortgage. A woman couldn't buy a house on her own without a male co-signing it. But she's so oppressed. You know, then we're always having to hear how, you know, women make less than men. Well, when you lay it all out, that's a true statement. When you really compare apples to apples, it is not a true statement. Let's kind of ruin everything. Like locusts. You know, they got to swoop in and make life difficult and miserable, just so you're as miserable as they are. Recent article out shows why atheists make better husbands. You know, the guy goes on to say that he dated a woman who rediscovered Jesus halfway through our relationship. He kind of tongue-in-cheek jokes around and says, well, I don't know where he was hiding all this time, but she sure did find him. You know, and yes, it felt a little awkward for my girlfriend to be with another man, even if the man didn't actually exist. I tried to be open-minded about the idea. I let them see each other every, you know, he's having fun with it. I let them see each other every Sunday. I even participated in this love triangle every now and then. You know, it's really, 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 really funny about this. Is many, many adults, if you would, accept Christ in their teenage years when they're younger, right? They understand the reality behind it. Then they stray from it. And they realize at some point in time as they're, whether they're laying in bed or sitting there watching TV or just having a cup of coffee first thing in the morning, go, what happened to my relationship with Jesus? What happened to my commitment to God? And they turn back to it. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I know it's not exactly the same thing, but it's like, you know, you've been smoking for years. right? And you're going, what am I doing here? This doesn't make any sense. I was taking years off of my life. I shouldn't be doing this. And you quit smoking. Then you become that jerk that every place you go, you know, can't stand the smell of smoke kind of thing, whatever. But it's a common thing. This guy doesn't see it that way. In the end, he said her religion turned into a primary destructive force in our relationship. Yes, as her religion said it would. Jesus said he would tear people apart. He didn't come to make nice and pull everybody together. Yes, I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version. Right? Because you can't do it. You cannot raise children. You know, it's one of the things I say to some of the men's groups I speak to. Right? Some of them have been divorced and they're doing that. I go, well, look, you guys aren't on the same page. Yeah. You know, it's funny how your religion is the same at the bar on Friday night. Right? I mean, everything's great. You're having sex with her. She's having sex with you. Everybody's happy. But what the reality is that's not going to be there all the time. Right? And it's not like it is. It's, you know, 20 years later, it's not like it was the first 2 months you met. You got responsibilities. You got other things going on if you come together. The things you should be talking to, as opposed to the drinks you love the most, how would you raise your kids? I mean, are you conservative or liberal? Are you Republican or Democrat? There are so many things today that get in the way of a relationship. You're back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is defending the Pentagon's policy to reimburse service members who travel out of state for abortions.
That is a foundational, sacred obligation of military leaders across the river.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the policy is critical as one in five members of the military are women. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has held up military promotions in protest of the policy. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction. Elton John's testifying in Kevin Spacey's defense at his criminal sexual assault trial in London. The legendary musician testified remotely and said Spacey attended only one of his annual galas, contradicting one of Spacey's alleged victims. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We got it back, my friend. I'm so happy to be here with you. Making you as nuts as some of you are making me with the texts and emails and what have you. That'd be 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Okay, I'm having some fun with this article that says why atheist men, right? Why atheists make better husbands. Right. Okay. The atheist says, we believe that having a healthy sex life is totally rad, not some sinful catch-22. With a religious person, sex is a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Technically, only they're damned if they do, but your relationship is damned if you don't. Not true. That's so not true. There are a gazillion couples that don't have sex before marriage. But what is that? You know, you buy into the worldly crap, I got to try it, see if it fits. Now, let me tell you what, they all fit, and they fit fine, okay? That's a line of garbage. You know, again, we've made sex so important, like it's the catch-all end-all. So what happens, Mr. Atheist Man, if all of a sudden you can't have sex for whatever reason anymore? Is it done? Is the relationship over? Right? No, it doesn't work that way. And when you have sex the right way, when you have the sex with the right person, you have sex with the person that you've been put together with, it's a whole different animal. It goes on to say, you come first in all. If you date a devout follower of religion, which I don't even know what that means, you'll never be the most important thing in their life. If it comes down to it, their God is the most important thing in their lives. No kidding. If you date an atheist or an agnostic, you'll never have to compete. It's okay. See, it's God that grounds you to the point where you know how to have a relationship. You know how to really love somebody. You're not curled up in the corner because you don't feel good about yourself. You're having mixed feelings about your sexuality or whatever. You don't have to worry about that. And yeah, when God comes first in your life, if you guys would just study the Bible a bit, you'd find out that, you know what? We're supposed to love our wives like no other. Okay, no, that doesn't mean we break our backs to make them happy, because from a biblical standpoint, you never make your wife happy. It's the joy of the Lord that she has that changes everything. So yeah, God will always be first. Why does that bother you? What are you afraid of? He goes on to say, we make the most of our life because that's all we've got. He says, religion is like an audition, except you spend your whole life trying to get the part, and you're not sure the part even exists, and maybe this guy isn't really the casting director, right? That's the atheist in him talking. Here's the difference. As you walk around life unsure whether you're just going to be worm food when you die, we know better. And nobody, it's no audition. It's very specific as to knowing your God, knowing your place, knowing what you need to do. We don't have to guess. No, it's not an audition. And our goal, truly, if you're a real Christian, your goal is to introduce other people to Christ. Not shove it down their throat, not beat it into them, but invite others to learn about his peace, who he is, and what he's all about. All right? I mean, that's the ridiculousness of it, is that you throw these things, or you people on that side, you throw these things out, you have no real clue as to what you're talking about. He says, religion requires a lifetime of appeasement and concession. And sex is not the only sin, right? Stealing, killing. I mean, it goes through a whole bunch of stuff that's more of a sin. But it doesn't require a lifetime of appeasement and concession. You are very much confused, my atheist friend. Talk to some of these women who truly have a relationship with Christ. That's the best woman you can have. That's the best woman you can be married to. He goes on to say, do you want to spend your time with someone on their best behavior, preparing for another life? Or would you rather be with someone living this one to the fullest? Well, what makes you think that we can't? See, because your fullest is different than mine, just like your hate speech is different than mine. Okay? Your sense of style is probably different than mine. The foods you like are different than mine. We let science handle birth control, not divine intervention. An atheist will never protest using a condom or moral grounds to deny you Plan B for faith-based reasons. Right. Because we believe that it's life. We don't believe in killing. And as far as using a condom, see, you've locked in on one particular religious group that doesn't believe in birth control. Do you think that every Christian thinks that way? It would show your ignorance at that point. It would show that you actually don't understand the different religions and or different denominations from within the religions, right? And as far as moral grounds go, no, the moral ground is not killing a life. That's what the moral ground is. He said, all the better to revel in our dirty, healthier, sex consequence free, in other words, able to get an abortion and have as much sex as we want. Imagine how different the world would be if that sentence was in the Bible. Oh, yeah, it would be. We'd have dumpsters full of baby corpses. That's what we'd have. Would you like to hear it or not? That's the truth. You'd have no real feeling. Sex would be nothing more than a sport. Right, give me a break. And number five, we don't automatically subscribe to the idea that women are inferior to men. Wow, where did that come from? No, women are not inferior to men, right? The difference is with religion, it's institutionalized. All three major religions essentially consider women property and treat them as such. No, that's a lie, at least the one I subscribe to. My Christianity doesn't see women, a woman as property. You know, if you don't like the terminologies, she belongs to me, but I belong to her. She's submissive to me, but I'm also submissive to her. I'm to protect her like Jesus protected the church. So, you know, get your facts straight instead of talking out of the dark place in your life. Seriously. I love this. I love when atheists want to come up and start talking with me and telling me what the Bible says. I find it very interesting. And you should, too, if you're ready. This is why I say, be ready, be informed, have a clue as to what's going on around you. It's great. And the conversations are stimulating. They don't have to be irritating. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Have any of you gone to see The Sound of Freedom yet? Well, everybody tells me how great it is. I haven't seen it yet. Tammy and I will see it together when we can break away and do it. Even if we see it at home, we'll see it together. But what I love about this stuff is that when the left, when you catch, you know when you've caught the left, dead to rights, and there's nothing they can do about it. Because they start putting it down, they put you down, they put the things you believe in down. According to the AMC, this is why I wouldn't go to an AMC theater to see it if I was you, right? According to the AMC CEO, the Sound of Freedom is filled with so much garbage, conspiracy theories, and just unfathomable. Adam Aaron, CEO of AMC Theaters, has responded to the conspiracy theories that the theater chain is purposefully disrupting screening of Sound of Freedom, distributed by Angel Studios. It has to do with Tim Bell and a real special agent for Homeland Security focused on rescuing children from human traffickers. The movie, and here's a guy that was in it that knows about it, knows where it's coming from, has actually, drilled down on it, and he's lying. Right. From people, people living in their mom's basement. The film is approaching $100 million. However, Adam Aaron took to Twitter to dispel conspiracy theories. He says, sadly, conspiracy theorists are so prevalent in America. So much garbage, so much information is spread. Right? It goes on and just keeps going on to talk about how some of the issues they've had at the theaters have absolutely nothing to do with them disrupting the movie. However, I would imagine if we checked, the theaters on either side of where the movie's showing may not have had a problem. Claims on social media range from canceled Sound of Freedom screenings to purposeful technical difficulties. He said more than 1 million people have seen Sound of Freedom at AMC than anywhere else in the world. So, again, you always have to play these things out. Make sure you have the information, right? Now, unless somebody from one of these things called me and said, hey, yeah, we were told to do A, B, and C, I'm not going to say it's true. But you never know. You just don't know. They've done worse. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When the Rimba River starts. We are back. Don't sit your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate for the time that you're with me. That you spend on the air with me. You know, there's, like I said, so much going on. And I do appreciate most of what you do. Most, as I said, most of what you do. All right. The, now see, I love when I do that. I mean, I lose my place or I lose where I'm at because I'm reading this stuff that you guys sent me during the break. I should know better. I should know much better, but it's okay. You know, I mean, bottom line with it, we were talking about the atheists, and you really should get to know, honestly, get to know that you're trying to put down, that you're trying to make fun of, and you know, there were a few. So there are some out there that take these religious studies courses. And then all of a sudden they're an expert on God and they're an expert on religion. They don't have a clue. Not a clue. Now, some of you know I have a helicopter pilot's license, right? I was a helicopter pilot for a few years. Make extra money for my kids. So you can watch all the videos you want. You can read all the books you want. You can understand it. You can sit in the simulator all you want. But until you actually get that helicopter and you have a mechanical issue or you have a problem or you feel the gravity, you feel the pull on your body when you start to drop out of the sky like a rock, all right, you really don't know what it's like. So you take these classes and you come out telling religious people or believers in Christ why and how they're wrong because there's five other religions that believe the same thing. Well, actually, they don't believe the same thing. Okay? There's enough of a variation to those stories where they don't make any sense. And none of them, not a one of them, have a risen Savior. Really that simple. It ain't that hard. So for those religious studies people, I mean, I feel bad that you spent all that money thinking that you were getting a good education. Look what I didn't know about, you know, the LDS, Latter-day Saints. I have some friends that are in the LDS church. So instead of me guessing what they believe and sitting with them and go, yeah, yeah, I know what you believe. No, the ones that I had friendships with that I had relationships with, I sat and I said, look, this is what I believe I know about your belief system. Enlighten me. And it was great. I learned a lot about what they believe. I didn't say I believed everything they said. And when I say that, I mean that I believe in what they believe in. But I probably sat with maybe people from a dozen different religious beliefs and got from them out of their mouths what they believed their truth was and what they've been taught. So I got a better education doing that than spending 3 years at a college teaching me about comparative religions. And again, sorry to some of you who did do that and wasted your money. Because like this atheist and others, they think they really know or understand what we believe. They have no clue. And some night maybe I'll share some of the things that I saw. I saw God's hand in what went down in my life in an extremely real way. Short of him showing up in front of me and looking at me going, I got this. Okay? Somebody in the chat room said, I took a comparative religion in college. It just brought me closer to my Christian God. Well, good. God bless. You know, I'm glad that reached you in that way. Most of the people I know that took comparative religion classes were not religious and were taking them to kind of get on this rampage that they were going to prove that there was no God. That you're all the same, that you're really just worshiping a cloud in the sky that doesn't really exist. A boogeyman, if you would. So, I'll go with you on that. Anything that brings you closer to God, the true God, I'm on board. See, you get me going, my heart gets a pumping, and I forget what I was going to talk about. Oh, yes, I didn't forget this time. You know, the majority of U.S. historians are against critical race theory. Because there's been so much garbage thrown out about it. So many absurdities have been noted or listed in these arguments of those attempts at making a boogeyman. Right? Now, when you look at this stuff, you're going to have people that are going to push you. This person does this. You're going to have people that are going to try to show you why the people pushing against critical race theory are wrong. Because where did they go to? Right away, they say the only reason those people are pushing against CRT or critical race theory is because they want to exclude black and queer people from the curriculum. No. I don't know where to get that because I look at our history books at the school I'm at now, or the district I'm at. There's a lot in there about the black community. I don't know how many of them we would know were queer for the day. See, this is where they get lost in stuff because I'm sure that the guy riding one of the horses, one of the soldiers, was not going to scream, boys, meet me at the whatever later. Wasn't the day. It wasn't the time. And as far as the black community goes, when you read about slavery, you read about the history of the black community here. It's a big deal. It's part of the American history. So we did learn about it. Not the way you wanted us to, maybe. Right? And I love how this person lays out, perhaps the most, none of these arguments is more narcissistic and weird than the one put forward by the short-lived 1776 Commission, an advisory committee formed by President Donald Trump to respond to the 1619 Project. The 1619 Project, by the way, is nothing more than a series of stories by a journalist. I think it was the New York Post, right? Or the Washington Post, one of the two. Or the New York Times, or the Washington Post, right? Which is hilarious. The short-lived, by the way, 1776 commission, it was only short-lived because Joe Biden didn't want it. He wanted to fit in with everybody else. To be an American means to be something noble and good. Right? I mean, when you, and this is what the 1776 commission put out. This is what the CRT people are against. Again, I'm taking a class that lays this out in plain simple English, as in blowing up the 1619 Project premise. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. And many scholars were able to prove that, and they're totally ignoring them, which I think is hilarious. Isn't it funny how the climate change people, the climate crisis people. When you have real scientists, not Bill Nye the science guy, when you have real scientists laying out the evidence that, no, we are not in a climate crisis, they blow that science aside. They don't want to hear it. It's not what they want, therefore it has to be fake. I find that interesting. Same thing here. When you can lay out the realities of history, when you show them proof that what they're saying is wrong, they don't want to hear it. Right? There were two settlements in this country at one time. And you should look this up yourself. I wonder how it would lay out. But you had the Plymouth Plantations, right? And you had Jonestown. And look, it's going to take more time than the minute and a half I have. So I'm going to do this one of the nights this week. We're going to lay out the difference between the two. Slavery was illegal in this country for the long... Well, it wasn't a country yet, but it was illegal by many. It was deemed to be, you know, against God's word. And you need to be informed so you can push back on it. Because these 1619 people, they sound like they have a clue. But they don't. They're simply spewing words that somebody put in their mouth. Shouldn't be. We should be well enough advised in these areas, well enough informed in these areas, and you go, really? What about this? What about that? What about this? Let them start to think. Don't shove it down their throat and go, no, you're wrong, you're an idiot, here's the truth. See, really, that's interesting, because when I've studied, this is what I have found. Have you heard that before? Have you seen that? Anyway, this is what we should have been doing for years. Instead of giggling and laughing it off and thinking it wasn't going anywhere because there were, you know, a bunch of nut jobs, we should have been pushing back and saying, no, you're out of your mind. I'm not going to let you let that happen to me. God bless, people. You know, I always, believe it or not, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting me during the show. Hey, we're back here tomorrow. Please join us.